to the agenda?
Yep.
Call the meeting to order.
Councilmember Terrazas.
Here.
Citizen member English.
Here.
Councilmember Germany.
He won't be notified us in advance that he would not be here this evening. First item on the agenda is the approval of the February 21st minutes or agenda.
Move to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item is approval of the minutes from December 10th, 2012.
Move to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Next item is the oral communications. There is no one in the audience, so we'll move to the staff reports.
Okay, so monthly financial report, I'll let Mark have me give you the December snapshot to review again. He has not had time to do the January snapshot. The detailed reports just came out today, so and he's been at a conference in Oakland, so we're woefully unprepared. But I'll let Mark, Marcus.
Yeah, so the Finance Committee formally had not seen the December details of the snapshot report.
Have the December details.
We'll email you the backup
on that. Okay. And then if there's any questions, we can eventually contact you.
Yeah, I think that coordination, I take the front of this. This is my shop to coordinate the finance reports, and we're just off cycle this time, internally. Mm-hmm. So I own that. But the news on December, when we were looking at, Teresa and I were looking at, December is a good time to take a reflection of where the year has been and where it's going, and talk just briefly at the board level, but we want to talk a little bit more in detail with the Finance Committee before we went to this level. We're on pace to easily be a $900,000 surplus. If we expect to happen what we think will happen for this year.
That's just for this year.
For this year.
So that accumulates with what we put aside last year.
Yes.
Okay.
The thing you would ask yourself is if you looked at the December single sheet that you have currently, if you looked at the year to date on December, it's $843,000. We're already to the good. So we've already received more, $840,000 more in revenue than expenditures. So the natural question is, well, shouldn't we see that as $1.6 million mm-hmm. year to date? And some of the driving factor, if you look down that other expenditure line item, we've spent year to date almost $700,000, $695,000, but have a budget of $2 million. And when staff are looking at what's built into those costs, we expect most of those costs will be fully spent. Right now, they're just from a timing perspective, they're under budget. Mm-hmm. So if we fully spend the operating line that we believe we will, we'll fully spend books, we'll spend close to our janitorial services, we'll spend building facilities, probably might be a little bit under, but that's not a major category. Rent will hit that target.
Well, actually, building and facility operations and maintenance, I think that may be where we've got the money put aside for service model improvements that at this point I have been planning on doing because of the facilities plan, so we'll carry that. The other big one, I'll jump here under other expenditures, is the computer money, for buying new computers, and we're buying them right now, and that's like $150,000. That was last year's money and this year's money together. So, we've got some big expenditures still coming, or in some places we may decide to carry them.
Just on how we get to, a simplistic way how we get to a $900,000 projection is payroll will be under budget, 3%, 4%, 5% under budget.
We have a major vacancy with the IT manager.
If that's 5% under budget, that's nearly $375,000 in budget savings. We plan to spend $11.4 million in total budget the year we plan to spend. So if you just round about $375,000 to $400,000 savings, then we'll spend about $11 million. We planned $11.4 million. We might have about $400,000 in savings, budgetary savings. So we'll spend about $11 million. revenues are predictably on pace to reach 12 million. We've received 6 million to date, and from a cash perspective, we don't believe there's going to be anything that's going to change our revenue trend. We don't think sales tax is just suddenly going to drop. That it could grow a little bit stronger. It might get to another 100,000, which would take us from 12 to 1.1. So if we just doubled our revenue, which we think is safe because the bulk of that, the maintenance of effort is predictable. But, sales tax, we think it's a credible trend where it's been the last 6 months. If we double that, we're at 12 million in revenue versus the 11 million we'll spend. So we're going to be somewhere around 900 million, 1.1 million, if we hit all our targets. So that's, we're obviously on pace to be in a very strong fiscal position once again this fiscal year. And if, I think if that trend continues, then based on the budget priority discussion that Teresa will have, it'll start becoming a theme, different flavor, but a similar overall theme that we have with the city's hand, which is the city council about. Two things are equally true. You can make your worst catastrophic financial decisions at the beginning of good times by locking yourself into the obligations when you're not certain of what those costs are going to be. And there's a lot of demand for your money. So the city council, for example, there's going to be demand at the city level for a compensation for employees. There's going to be demand on the infrastructure for the community. There's going to be demand for a lot of deferred maintenance of facilities. And there's going to be deferred demand, turn around another way, the public wanting more services, police or parks. And we don't have enough funding in the city of Santa Cruz to achieve all those individual categories. There might be a fifth, but those four major categories. So council, their hard decisions, deciding what is their top priority. So I think that's, to some degree, going to be the board's
give us a similar
between
priority.
When you look at their facilities, you look at IT needs, and you look at staffing needs, you're going to have similar challenges.
Jump in just to clarify something.
Yeah.
Last year we did a retreat. Didn't we have a retreat or some sort? Was that a meeting?
City council did.
No, did for the library board, did we ever have a discussion?
No, they
has there ever been something that...
I would like board to do it. I broke the subject
of the priorities,
yeah.
In terms of like what our budget priorities, and having a more of an open discussion about that. I mean, that could be something we consider, maybe discuss, maybe a subset of the board to kind of look at, okay, is this something that we would want to consider? But I mean, it seems to me like having a discussion about those overlying priorities and not getting into the details would be good to kind of hear from the overall board where we want to kind of prioritize future funds. Maybe we'll kind of have that discussion.
Let me know if you
we'll
want,
talk
you
about
want me
it
to make
after.
An agenda item.
Well, yeah, let's talk about
the
it.
The agenda's
new
next week. So.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't participated in an event like that, so I can't quite see how it would be, but it would be a part of a day or an all day?
Yeah, part of a day, and it would have to be, because our full board would be there, it would be a public meeting, and we would have it scheduled, maybe, and we would have to discuss maybe what it would look like as far as the presentation, what we're seeking from the board, but
yeah.
I think with the new board that we've got, it would be really advantageous to have that, not just maybe touching budget, but just working together as a board. This is the only library board in the state of California that's never had the state library training for library boards.
Mm.
It's a dubious distinction. There hasn't been interest in the past, so I'm...
Well, tell me more about it.
I'm getting some information on
it. Okay. I had a couple questions. I don't know if you did want to start.
Okay. Okay.
What was our revenue last year in terms of annual revenue? And how did it compare with...
No, that's a great question.
Okay, we'll go ahead. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
I was just curious about the expenses. You know, we have the service model adjustments. You know, it would be interesting just to look at, you know, comparables about, you know, now moving forward, what our savings are, you know, whether these are ongoing savings as a result of now kind of stabilized operation with the new staffing levels and costs, you know, ongoing, like how it compares to what our cost structure was prior.
I think your revenues would have, I mean, I ballpark that. I thought we were closer to about 11 million in revenue.
11 million, 11 something.
What about the expenditures? I mean, that'd be something we just...
So you kept those fairly steady.
But even with the changes in the service model, there, you don't see some ongoing savings in terms of the operation?
We saved on personnel. Yeah, we've saved over... last year's budget was really strange because it was based on... The personnel budget was not based on the restructuring. It had to be based on other costs. So we saved about $600,000 in personnel costs last year because of the restructuring. When I got here in 2009, the previous budgets in like 2007, 2008 were in the $12 million range. And we dropped into the 10-something. We've got the historical one.
Maybe next meeting. No, it's really great news. I mean, this is a big change from what was 2 years ago and the year before in terms of looking at these types of savings. It's a nice problem to have to think about how we're going to invest in the future.
Yeah. The question that I wanted to get into was, in building on this reserve idea, the December, do I look at the December cash number as being the accrued? I know isn't being used anymore, but is that our accumulated excess funds?
To
that we could probably add another 400, 500 for the end of the year numbers. Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah. We're at 2 million in December.
Yeah.
2.3, I think, it's about 2.3 in January.
Okay.
Yeah, 2.3.
So, you can safely be somewhere around 2.5, 2.6, conservatively, by the end of the fiscal year.
Okay.
I think this committee we talked about as this additional factor after the facility master plan, IT plan were in place, about creating some reserves. Now you have the capacity to, I think, there are two different discussion topics about that. One is forward focus on cash because of the financially challenging position JBA was in. And it's too premature to say we want to start setting aside money that's got some restrictions to it that's going to be for these restrictive purposes. I think now you're in a different financial outlook where you have a stable revenue base. Your costs, as they're built now, look to be under that revenue base, so you've got some room for growth. Services or facilities. And now is a good time to start thinking about it. What part do you want to bring back as a really designated supermajority, majority level reserve that in order to reduce that level take board action. And you might have different segments of that, one for capital to fund future capital needs, one for a facility to fund known facility replacement equipment. Gives you the cushion of time if things turn sour suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
I think this is great information. Yeah, I look forward to kind of more comprehensive report when we have our board meeting.
Yeah.
The next item?
Anything else?
No.
Okay. So I gave you a draft of budget priorities of what I would present to the board at the next meeting. And I know you haven't had time to read it, so I'll walk through it. Our basic approach would be to, the basic budget, the operational budget, keep it as status quo as possible. I know there's a few tweaks here and there we may be looking at. We don't have personnel numbers yet, so basic personnel shouldn't change other than the PERS and health impact, which I haven't heard any word yet on what we're expecting. So, I mean, there would be an increase there. We've got the, we continue to review the service model. The senior managers are getting together on March 5th to really get into this in more detail. Everybody's going to bring their information about, you know, what's working, what's not working, where do we maybe need to do some tweaking. I will tell you that in the IT area, we are looking right now at, we want to get that manager position filled as quickly as possible once the report is approved. And then should the decision be made to go to a new ILS, which is at this point what we're recommending, the board approves that because it is a major expenditure, we would, just lost my train of thought, we would wait until we implement that to let the IT manager settle in, see what the impact of the new ILS is, because it should take less staff time than what's involved right now. So we would wait on personnel for that. So we may have some tweaks to present personnel-wise, and we're getting together to do that, and just based on the service model. And then the other two most serious areas, of course, are the information technology and facilities master plans, which are going to be major items for consideration by the board. And I really can't do much with those until April when you guys approve it and hopefully approve both plans and then decide how to move forward. Maybe it's a retreat, maybe it's a subcommittee. I don't know how you want to approach that. So the basic budget I can get done with those kind of priorities in mind, but exactly where we want to go with some of these big items. I did put in here a kind of a detailed discussion about a new ILS, just some of the developments in the last couple of weeks have been rather interesting. The report's going to go into more detail, but the ballpark estimate of a new ILS is about $300,000, with about $50,000 a year in annual maintenance. I will tell you that the consultant is going to be recommending if we don't do that, we need to hire two programmers. And then you're looking at about, I guess, what we pay a programmer, I don't know. I may be underpaying here, plus benefits, ongoing costs forever.
Right.
So.
And we're on our own completely at that point in terms of our system is now unique. It's not going to be supported by anybody.
Right. Yeah. There's no community to go back. King County has done that. They've said, they've cut it. They've said, that's it. We're on our own.
Yeah.
Sayonara. Good luck. They're very nice about it, but they basically said that's how they had to go because they weren't getting the support. They have the resources to do that. We're too small to do that, but we're too big for some of the other kinds of things. So financially, I mean, this is a real quick cut to the chase kind of thing. Financially, it's going to be in our best interest to go to a proprietary ILS. So that's what's going to get recommended. So those are some of the costs. I just kind of gave an idea there. I want to move forward on that as quickly as possible after the plan is approved, hopefully in April. So,
do you have to wait until April in order to?
I'm actually starting. I'm going to find a consultant before then, and at the April board meeting, I'm going to have the contract for you to approve. So we really can't move much faster than that anyway,
okay. Just
the way purchasing happens. So, we're going to move as quickly as we can.
Okay.
And then on the facilities master plan, I just gave you kind of two of the expected recommendations. Marcus and I had a conversation with, what is he, the financial
advisor? MC Bird.
I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
Somebody he knows.
Assessment district financial advisor.
So basically went through the steps of where we're probably going to need to go with, if we decide to go for some sort of a bond or a partial tax. And so these are just some of the basic costs that we know are involved. They're not huge, really, but they're kind of to get us started. So anyway, that's kind of what I was going to present on priorities. It's not maybe as much detail as in the past, but there really isn't much to, until we have those two plans in place, there isn't really much to do. And the basic budget, I'm assuming the direction is just to keep it as steady as possible.
Any comments or anything?
Given that we're operating at a surplus that's a whole lot bigger than what we thought was going to be at this point in time, and given that we seem to be about to get recommendations from the facilities master plan people that are going to be very substantial, the thought is, should we use some of our available funds to deal with some urgent maintenance issues that need to be dealt with before we can raise money through a bond issue, in which case we might want to accelerate those. I mean, I've got no idea how much money we're talking about here.
The plan will identify those.
Okay. And then things like the LaSalva Library, where for $30,000 or $40,000, significant improvements can be made. I don't know if there's some other projects like that we could put $100,000 or $150,000 towards doing some things like that in the nearer term, rather than waiting until we do this huge fundraising activity.
Yeah, let me follow up on that, because I agree 100%. And I think we have, like in some of our libraries, we have really substandard children's facilities. Here at Central Branch, I mean, I know firsthand some of the equipment is outdated, and I know that we want a longer-term plan for some of these areas, but if you just look at what we did here in this room, and we put a fresh coat of paint on the outside of the building, it makes a huge difference for the public. It makes it more welcoming. It makes it a place that people want to come and visit. And maybe there is work that we can go out to each of the branches and kind of reach out to the community and ask, hey, what would you like us to prioritize in terms of making these branches more welcoming? I think that I definitely look at like these opportunities for children and families as one project. Like you called out the LaSalva Beach branch improvements, but I mean, maybe we kind of look at that as something where we do in the interim to invest in our branches. And so I guess the line that the basis budget will be kept as status quo as possible, and down at the discussion, basic operating expenditures will be held as status quo. We are looking at hiring some staff there. I just think that we should, I wrote a little note saying that wherever possible, we look at efficient investments to improve our general upkeep and maintenance, because I think that's something that we should be doing on an ongoing basis, because I don't think we have in prior budget years.
When you get the facilities plan, I think it'll be a lot clearer, because it will say branch by branch what needs to be done every year for the next 10 years at the level of just basic maintenance, just to keep it going. It will go branch by branch, what do you need to do over the course of the next 10 years to make service model improvements, to make it a nicer, more welcoming place, to make it operate more efficiently. That's the second level. The third level is, what do you need to do over the next 10 years for basically the four facilities that are beyond hope of doing something cosmetic? The idea being, you don't want to invest a lot of money in something that you're just going to tear down and rebuild. So, but the plan lays out what you would need to do each year at each facility to accomplish each of those, what you're each talking about.
Yeah, no, I understand. I know we didn't have a facilities plan, but it's good to get new carpet or to put a fresh coat of paint. And so when we have I don't think we're talking about major renovations.
That's in the plan, though. Carpet, paint, that's in the plan. That's telling you when.
It's in the plan, but I'm saying maybe there's some now that we should be doing that and we're trying to keep the budget status quo, but at the same time, with a surplus, let's consider making some targeted investment that are low cost to make the spaces a little bit more welcoming in the interim before we implement the 10-year plan of it.
But what I'm saying is that the plan, you can say, when you look at the plan, you can say, okay, let's take $1 million and implement this part of the plan, this basic part of the plan, rather than, the plan isn't just predicated on raising $80 million to do everything. There, you can look at plan and say, okay, we need to raise X amount of money for the long term, so we need a bond. But in the meantime, it prescribes, this is the area of the most need. We've got a safety issue at X branch that needs to be addressed tomorrow.
Well, I'd say this maybe.
That's why I'm suggesting once the plan, maybe I made the part on the plan too long term in terms of the money, because there is some. And I kind of said a little paragraph, the original community service model 5-year budget provided for some annual funding that could be used to support some of the short-term recommendations. There may be also some trust fund money available for some of the locations. I could expand that to include surplus being able to use the surplus, because they're short, medium, and long-term recommendations.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, I think if we kind of change that language a little bit, status quo is possible, because I think we do have a surplus, and we know that when we get the plan, I think this board is going to want to identify some targeted investments to improve the facilities.
And my idea of operating expenditures, keeping those steady, was keeping the whole facilities issue out of it. Just our basic expenditures,
basic operating expenditures,
but looking at the facilities thing, yes, those things will eventually fold into operating, but because I can't budget for those now, because the plan isn't out, you know, I don't have the dollars, and how you want to implement it, I'm thinking of, you know, what are we spending on supplies? What are we spending on, you know, marketing materials? What are we spending on, you know, various, those
and
are the kinds
of ongoing costs.
The ongoing things that are, but not really making any major increases there.
Yeah.
But yes, making, I do think we need to make increases in the facilities area.
Yeah.
But I really would like to have the plan. I really like it. And you're only a couple weeks away from seeing it.
Okay, well, I just said then we're anticipating that we're going to have some expenditures.
Yes.
And it's going to be beyond the status quo.
Yes.
I think that those two lead sentences that you have, summary and
okay.
the discussion, it kind of like makes it seem like we're not going to.
Okay, how about if I take facilities out of operating expenditures, not including facilities and maintenance?
I mean, I just think maybe can verbally discuss it, and if, you know, if there's differences of opinion on the board as far as, I mean, you've got budget planning and we'll prioritize as we move forward, but you can just discuss the major planning efforts and if there'll be slight increases needed for expenses over which we have no control, and then maybe add a little bit more about general upkeep, maintenance, and targeted
okay.
investments and facility improvements.
Okay.
If you use the word ongoing in front of operating, that might be a way of differentiating between annual type costs and individual investments.
Okay.
The other thought is, Marcus, is there a way to, and you were talking about looking at that $2.5 million or whatever number and thinking about it in several different categories. Is there a way for you to make a recommendation about, you know, how much of that we might want to pull off and apply to the kinds of things we've just been talking about, and the rest of it, keep it for rainy days and other unanticipatable expenses?
Yeah.
Is there any prudent rules of thumb that you can draw on?
I say, if you just talk about your core operating reserve, 10% is your bare minimum. 2 months, 16% is where everybody should strive for.
Mm-hmm.
You have 2 months of operating reserves that buys you 2 months of time, a catastrophic event. That would equate to somewhere near about $1.7 million
yeah.
reserve.
Yeah.
So between that and the $2.5 million, there's $800,000
right.
in addition that can be designated for the purposes.
Okay.
And I think the facility plan will like certainly identify some ongoing maintenance needs that you might want to always have for the ability of the reserve to fund that
yeah.
should an urgent need arise, any other failures of equipment or something.
And if we do go with the new system, we're looking at $300,000. Now, we could finance that if we wanted to, or we could take it out of reserves.
We can finance capital improvements or capital acquisitions?
Some of the companies that we would be dealing with
oh.
might be willing to do that.
Oh, I see.
Okay. City might be willing to do that.
8% interest in the city and
10%. So that, you know.
8% city, 20% from the county.
Yeah.
So that would be, you know, need direction on how you want to
yeah.
do that. That's something for this group to for this committee to discuss at another meeting. But it's,
okay.
you know, knowing that chunk is out
yeah.
there.
So you're just playing with those numbers. If there were $800,000 that we could use, $300,000 already has fingerprints on it for the ILS, which leaves maybe $500,000 for some of these capital
mm-hmm.
improvement projects in singular maintenance.
want me to add a priority for the board to establish an operating reserve? Do you want me to leave that for the finance committee?
Could you bring back some recommendations to the next meeting, and then we kind of look at it before it goes before the board?
So I won't put it on the March agenda?
Okay. Is there anything else? Next item is discussion about process for funding for capital projects. Other business?
That was pretty much...
Can we get an update on bond measures and what it could look like?
Yeah, the discussion with...
You gave that at the last board meeting.
Well, I kind of have it, I kind of did it in here.
In the back.
On number four, the regular budget, so to expect a recommendation, hiring a financial advisor to work with the library and determining the best financial path to follow. What type of funding measure will yield the needed funds, and conducting the poll, and then after that, there's the cost of bond counsel and another piece. So that's kind of the process. And I kind of laid it out here in number four.
Okay. Yeah, I read it.
That's really what that was.
And the real direction that we're going to be presenting to this board is, first and foremost, what type of interest does the board have in certain variations in tax measures? There's examples where it'd be a flat parcel tax. When I mean the word flat, not equal for everybody, but defined dollar amount based on parcel type versus a general obligation bond that is levied on the tax roll as an appropriate portion of your assessed value. So the higher assessed value you have, the more you pay in the tax. So the two distinguishing different models that really the board will get to choose, and a lot of that will be driven out of one of the consultant recommendations on the polling of what polls better. Mm-hmm. If people want to see an amount that's based on assessed value in their tax bill, or do they want to see a flat dollar amount? And there's going to be pros and cons of both. The information that I think you as finance committee and ultimately the board would want to weigh in on, representing your jurisdictions, your self-interest, your perspective, what you think is a better measure, and then the ultimate decision, what size of a tax measure would the board be willing to think about? Mm-hmm. 5 million versus 80 million, somewhere in there.
Any other questions? Okay. The next item is written communications. And I had sent an email, I don't know if you have any written communications, but I had sent an email about looking at our joint powers, finance subcommittee kind of bylaws or protocol, or putting them in place about having a requirement that the first meeting following the election of the chair for the Library Joint Powers Board, or maybe March, prior to the March meeting, whichever's first, that we have an election here for our chairperson to re-elect.
Because right now it's pretty much random.
Yeah, Dick's currently the vice chair.
Right.
And I thought that we were going to do that at this meeting, but since even Mike's not here, we'll do that the next meeting.
Yeah.
Maybe have some kind of like protocol so we can, moving forward, it's just like we do for that.
I'll have that for the March meeting.
Is there a other bylaws for this committee?
No, it's a.
What do you think about,
I don't think we need
the
a.
Scope of the,
it was. This started out as an ad hoc committee, but it went on after more than 6 months, so it had to be a committee of the board.
Uh-huh.
But
I don't think we need
full bylaws. I think just an agreement
that. I know that's what we have for the.
Yeah.
I think basic quorum holds and all that, but. But the chair issue, because I look back minutes, and Dick was just elected last month as vice chair. So,
yeah.
When I'm something, maybe
that's because we didn't have a chair,
or
vice chair.
So I got confused as to
you brought it up.
But I think it makes sense if you have the board turns over in February. If there's a board, new board chair. Then in March, it would make sense for the finance committee to.
That was the only written communication, and the finance subcommittee or finance committee meeting calendar. Are we going to come back and start meeting in Monday at any point?
Well, yes, when we can. it's mostly based on Marcus's conflict. So next month would be Thursday, March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is that in the memo that you put out?
Yeah. Then I had said Monday, April 29th, but I thought his meeting was the fourth Monday. It's the last Monday, so we could go to our regular fourth Monday, which would be the 22nd of April.
Okay.
Then Monday, May 20th is... That must be a fourth Monday. Why did I think?
Well, maybe you could just mail out the dates.
I did.
Us.
I did mail them out. And
yeah.
I wanted to, you know... So Monday, May 20th, Thursday, June 20th, Monday, July 29th is once again the 5th, but we'll move that to the 22nd, Thursday, August 29th. And if he somehow gets somebody else to chair his outside committee, we may be able to.
Okay.
So if there's changes to the original memo you put out, could you put out a revision?
Yeah, we'll have it in the minutes. I mean, if you approve the dates as I've read them all.
I don't have any opinions about the dates. The August date, you know, we may... decide not to meet in August.
Or the July meeting, we may decide not to. Maybe it's not Monday.
You copied the entire board for these meetings in the event that they
would
like to come.
Yes, we have been.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I'll put out the schedule as discussed.
Okay.
And the only one I heard back from was Dick, so I'm hoping that they were okay with Mike.
Yeah, I was fine with them.
Okay.
So next meeting is Thursday, March 21st, right here at 6:30 p.m. And there's no other items.